Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. In the spirit of Murrow, Jennings, Cronkite, here's another great moment in local news.
Overnight, widespread frost and freezing temperatures are expected in western Riverside and southwestern San Bernardino counties. And Alex Sowers has a plan for that.
Oh, I'm going inside. I'm going to do the smart thing. I'm going inside and stay inside. Because, I could have sworn I seen a snowman walking across the street right down there.
That's a great moment in local news. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Maybe the 2019, also in the start calling people liars. Stop sending people out to the scene and talking to dumb people about what's abundantly evident.
Like, whoever's it's still
cold.
Sitting on the
curb. We'll take your word for it. Yep. It's cold. Yeah. We don't need a guy to say it's cold and then go, I'm going inside.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a reporter. You can report it.
We believe you.
Also, if you're standing in the street and it's snowing in the background and you go, it's cold, I'm never going to scream liar and throw my drink at the set. I'm just going to go, I guess it's cold.
Yep.
There
What's
you
his
go.
Agenda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you trying to convince me it's cold?
All right. I'll tell you some good news in the sort of airport sensibility front, and then I'll give you a little State of the Union.
Some breaking news?
Well, it is, I guess. It's one of those... Whatever it is I scream at the heavens, at some point a decade later will come to pass. I want to thank True Car for this half of the show at TrueCar.com and Geico as well at Geico.com. I had this thing, which is as we'd got done with the odyssey of Sonny's suitcase and ripping out the battery and then finding out that we're on one of those Delta flights from LAX where you had to take the shuttle.
The auxiliary
yes,
gates.
They're never clear. They're never clear about that.
Brian, Gary, and I almost missed a show in Vegas because of that.
That's true.
There's that, and there's then the other thing, which is the quick pass or the fast pass thing that always drives me nuts as well, which is Lynette never... I have clear, and I have, what is it, fast pass?
Or pre-check.
Whatever. Pre-check. I have clear and pre-check. Clear is just clear. You have it or you don't.
Right.
Some of the airports do have it and don't have it. The pre-check I do have, but when you log on, when you get your tickets and you check in, you somehow have to check that
you
part.
You can't show up at the airport and say, I'm pre-checked.
Yeah.
You have to do it
on your
reservation.
Guess who that's news to every single time I show up at the airport?
People from 2011?
My wife.
Oh.
And so then we show up and I go, oh, good, pre-check. And then I go to the pre-check thing and I hand them the ticket and they go, you're not pre-check. And I go, oh, yes, I am. And they go, no, you're not. And I go, oh. And then Lynette goes, oh, yeah. And then I go, oh, yeah. Because Matt does all my travel, and Matt always does pre-check, so I'm not used to even having a pre-check discussion. Now, I am going to then write down my number, because then this part comes in, where I go, well, I'm going to the gate, and I'm just going to go ask them for my whatever, and I go, hey, I'm pre-check. Just type in the computer, and they go, yeah, what's your number? Mm-hmm. And I go, I don't know what my number is, and they go, oh.
Oh, but you should know your number.
You don't know what your number is? And I don't know. Can't you just type my name in a computer and then it'll come up on the log? And they go, no. And I go, well, how come when you get pulled over by Burbank cop, they can type your fucking name into a computer that's on a car? It's
what do you think this is? 1998?
Not a Kia. So they just type it in and every single fucking infraction you've ever had will pop up on their screen. Why don't you guys have some sort of version of that at the airport? Max Spada, tell Matt I do need to get my pre-check number worked out. But and maybe you guys will tweet me, but is that an exotic request? Like, there should be a database that says you are in this group called pre-check.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I think there's too many people with similar names.
Yeah, as you know, nothing at the airport can be easy, especially when it involves security. So,
right.
No, you must have the number when you make your when you either make a reservation or check in or whatever that process is. Before you get to the airport, you got to do it.
You know what I do?
No, I get that. Boy, do I get that, because each time I walk to the pre-check thing with confidence, And I'm like, no, I'm pre-check. And they go, no, you're not. And I go, oh, yes, I am. And they go, not on your ticket, you're not. And then I look at Lynette, and she goes, I thought they had clear. I go, okay. And then I go to the gate. I go to check, not to the gate, but I go to the counter. Right. And I'm like, I'm just going to look up my pre-check number. It's like, no. The funny thing about the pre-check number is you go, can you look up my pre-check number? And they go, if you give me your pre-check number. And I go, I don't have my pre-check number. And then they go, you don't have your pre-check number? And I go, I don't know, but my I'm sorry, I don't have that information. I don't know, it's a nine-digit number. It's not my head. But
is it near the key for your luggage?
Put my name in your computer and put under the thing and then see if it comes up. They're like, no.
It's too big.
But they do it with everything else. Like, they do it with all, why they need to see your ID.
Can I look it up by your phone number? Can I look it up by, there's always another one.
Do you ever use the notes icon on your phone?
I don't use anything, but now I have to use
everything. My number on my notes.
How many digits is it?
It's like 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's like 9. And that's why
they think that you would memorize your 10-digit number.
I told them to write it on your driver's license.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
On the back.
And, then you can search it. I can just search pre, and it'll come right up on my notes.
If you're into that. I need to do it.
Do something.
I need to do it. Either way, you'd think they could pull it up on a computer somewhere. But anyway.
We're not there yet.
One thing they did embrace, which it took a decade, which was you'd get the 4 ounces of toothpaste. So I got pulled out of line. The toiletry thing, it's so catch-fucking-can with the, it needs to be put in a Ziploc bag and in a separated whatever. It does and it doesn't. Sometimes on the way in it does, sometimes on the way in it doesn't. As I've said, the majesty of Mike August is after 10,000 flights. I actually discussed the Ziploc with him. He had no idea what I was talking about. I was like, Mike, I've been next to you at 1,800 airports where they were handing us Ziploc bags as we're going through. I don't remember that.
Is that where I was supposed to put my box cutter?
I've seen 1,000 displays of like the Ziploc bag and the thing and the discussions. Mike's like, I had no idea. But the toiletry thing. I get the Tom's of Maine toothpaste. Mm-hmm. It comes in a 4 ounce tube. The top is 3.8 ounces. So if you travel with the 4 ounce Tom's of Maine toothpaste, it's got to go in the garbage. I've had them pull out tubes that were less than half full. 3.8 is their max. 4 is what Tom's of Maine makes. 4 is down to under 2 because it's less than half full. And then they go, I got to throw this away. And I go, well, obviously there's less than 3.8 ounces in that tube because it's a 4 ouncer that's half spent. And they went, yeah, it's a 4 ounce tube.
It's out of my hands.
It's out of my hands. See my hands. It's out of my hands. It goes out of my hands, going to the garbage. And then I go, it's a 4 ounce tube that's half spent. So that's 2 ounces or less. Or maybe it's, let's just say it's 3. It's not 3.8. Yeah, but it says 4. The thing says 4. It says 4 on the thing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's 4, and it's folded over twice. Yeah, but it's 4.
Has anyone ever successfully convinced TSA of anything?
No.
No.
I got pulled over. They pulled the backpack before we got into the shuttle. As we're finding out we're running late now, I got to get in the shuttle. Knee smarting, bleeding from the hand. Get the bag pulled out of the backpack with the toiletry bag in it, pulled out of the thing. Chick goes and looks at it, thumbing through it, wants to know if anything is sharp in there. No, nothing sharp in there, and no sharp minds in this entire fucking airport on the TSA side. And then at some point, she pulls out the toothpaste, and she says, well, this is 4 ounces, and the max is 3.8. And then she pauses, and he goes, but this looks like it's been used a few times. And she throws it back in and goes, okay.
Hallelujah.
And then I have the thought simultaneously, which is, oh, my God, progress. And then my other thought was, why weren't we just doing this a decade ago when I was arguing with your fucking dad about this fucking same topic and over deaf ears? Why we couldn't figure this out early on?
Did you give her a look like you don't belong here? You and your sensical thinking.
It was crazy. But we now are at the place, or at least in this one TSA woman's line, mind, which is if you have 4 ounces and you've used it 10 times, we're under 3.8. And I'll use my discretion and let you go like along that. Your way.
You know what? I'll try that tomorrow to see if that works for me as well. And then we'll have a better base because I have to go to New Orleans for less than 48 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Because these bitches won't stop with these out-of-town bachelorette parties.
Oh.
So I love them dearly, and I'm happy to go. And I'll get in super late Friday and come back Sunday. But I'll do the same thing, and I'll let you know what happens.
Oh, back. Yeah. All right.
Oh, you were going to say something about Kaylin.
Oh.
Sorry, Kaylin.
We almost missed that.
Kaylin. Kaylin was house sitting with his dog Ringo over
his dog Ringo.
You think I was going to forget?
No, you're doing this to me.
He was house sitting.
Is your dog's name Ringo?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Cute.
Johnny Ringo.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, homage.
He was
mine too.
House sitting with Ringo the days that we were in Maui. Thank God, took care of Phil, picked us up, dropped us off from the airport.
Oh.
It's all good. But as we were pulling up about 1:15 in the morning last night, I had this thought. My thought was, how long before I find something that lets me know Kaylin was here? I just thought, how long? Now, I've done a lot of house sitting in my day. I've done a lot. And my whole move with house sitting was, I did everything that I'm sure the owners didn't want me to do, but I always undid it. You know, I was very much, as
cover
I said,
yeah.
I'd go into the pantry. I'd get the big chub pack of smoked almonds. Mm. I'd unscrew the top, pour out a whole bunch for myself, put the lid back on, and then I would face it back the direction it was. I wouldn't leave it like spilt over on the island or something, because then they'd come home and they'd go, oh, I guess you're getting into our food. I'd do everything, but I'd just like undo it, you know. And, you know, whatever, jacuzzi, whatever else. I just kind of...
you were never there.
And then before they came home, I give it a like, quick pass. I leave, you know, CDs I was listening to in the CD player, any movies I was watching in the breach of the thing or whatever. So I thought, what's Kaylin? How long is it going to take before I get into Kaylin's thing? I thought, oh, let's see. He's cleaning up his act, taking it on the road.
You pull your seat back and he's there.
So... he drove us from the airport, and I walked into the house, and I thought, all right, empty pizza box, full-size pizza box sitting on top of the counter. But I thought, he had pizza. I mean, okay.
I left you all the last half of it, too. Threw the rest in the fridge.
Oh,
right.
That's nice.
Sausage mushroom.
But didn't throw away the pizza box.
No, I didn't get the pizza.
But it was, like, it was out on display, like on the very top. It was like on the top of the counter on the corner, even. Just like, here you go, empty pizza box.
Well, that falls under your thing where, you know, the assistant dents the car, taking out to get detailed. He got pizza. He left some for you.
Yeah. No big problem there. Then I walked into the bedroom.
Oh, no.
My bedroom. Master bedroom.
He's putting on that.
And there was a couple of towels that were sort of like balled up and weird sitting on top of my bureau. Like I have a chest of drawers.
Okay.
So on top of it was some unfamiliar towels in an unfamiliar position. And I went, I wonder where these towels came from. There's my chest of drawers there. And then I lifted them up and a bra came flying out. And I thought, I guess Kaylin was with his lady friend. But I thought, I didn't have to know that. But now I do. I have to know it because it's on top of my bureau. And it's her bra on top of my bureau.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
So I'm also kind of curious on how it works each way because I don't know. I feel like once in a while I'll forget my underpants if the old man comes home.
Right.
And, you know, like that scene in Sideways.
Yep, that's right. The wallet.
The wallet where I have to sneak back into the place and the guy drives a tow truck and whatever. But I'm not sure how it works with the ladies. Gina, I bet you'd...
I would never forget my bra.
You'd probably remember your
yes,
bra.
Yes, I sure would. Both of them.
Kick it past the door.
I literally just took these towels that were like, they're balled up and they're on top of my chest of drawers, so I'm probably not going to miss them. They're in my bedroom right by my bed. But I'm like, I'll take these towels and I'll hang them out to dry or spread them out or whatever. And then a bra went airborne when I shook them out. And I went, I guess Kaylin was having sex in my bed with this gal who wears a Calvin Klein 34B. So... I thought, well, that didn't take that long.
We are off to a great start this year. This
is so I'm guessing you showed up with your lady friend. She did come over. Okay.
She could have just taken a shower.
I guess she took a shower.
With Kaylin.
Or a hot tub or what have you. But how's it work with the part where I find the bra as I walk into the house? Like, it could have been hanging from a lighting fixture. It's true.
Yeah.
Circling the room with a fan?
Right. But
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
A couple things. Just in the general sweep. General sweep. Max Patton knows about how to sweep. First thing you sweep is the master bedroom. Because
sure.
You,
boss's
you know,
bedroom.
That's the boss's bedroom. And then also his bureau up there. What I mean? But I'm guessing a couple of towels. I guess you guys took a shower or a hot tub or something of that nature.
Well, we didn't take one together, but we did take showers.
That's a missed opportunity. Yeah.
The part about taking the towels and kind of splaying them out when you're done to dry. What happened to that? Was that like saying sir and ma'am or good day or something? Is it just a weird antiquated thing?
Bygone days.
I find myself all the time like taking towels, going to spread it out, I'll get mildew. But the fact that they both just ended up on my bureau is I'm bound to find it because I live there.
That's really inviting.
And then the part where your lady friend forgot her bra. Or maybe she showed up with two bras.
A spare.
She may have. I have not received any text message of a missing bra. Yet, so
maybe it's like a kerchief, so she knows that you know, and then you could bring it back to her, like an old courting technique.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Like a reason to come back.
Right.
To go back to Adam's. To my boudoir.
So it was interesting because I was driving in. I was going, how long was it going to take me to find some telltale sign that Kaylin spent a few days here? But I wasn't thinking about his lady friend.
Right.
It's a sock on the doorknob. If this room's a rocking.
And I don't know. My thing is take the towel, shake them out.
Yeah.
You know? That little element of...
Would have saved me a lot.
Not wanting everyone to know everything all the time. But
otherwise, Phil's alive. The
Phil's
house
alive.
Is standing.
Yeah, everything's fine. I got no problem. Okay. I'm not judging.
Do not run a black light over that bedroom.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but I am curious about. I'm curious about how people forget things they wore to a house.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing if she's an E cup, there's going to be a little heads up before she leaves the house. B cup, not so much. But I still. Feel like as a woman, as I was packing it up and heading back home, I would miss the bra.
Yeah.
Probably brought two.
Kaylin?
Must have. Because again, she has not let me know that she is missing a bra at this point. So I'd imagine there were two. And I don't know. I would have thought maybe she got home and she still hasn't taken the clothes out and put those away or...
Well, anyway, all this could easily be remedied by simply
the towels.
Going through the area you inhabited and like shaking towels out and hanging them back up and things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Kaylin, lesson, important lesson learned that we all learned when we were nine.
Did you enjoy coitus in the boss's bed?
He's bright red.
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, my God.
All things I wouldn't have to know except for...
I washed all the sheets. Don't worry.
Okay.
I doubt that very much.
Of course I did.
Oh, he's so diligent. You know he washed the sheets. He checked everything three times.
We should check ring, by the way.
Three times, fool.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Again, not something I need to be aware of. Except for I have to then find a bra on top of my bureau.
We better quit now. We're not going to get better than this this year.
Yeah.
Ken is beat red, by the way.
This is very true.
Listen, please understand, I went through life trying to avoid these situations as well, except for I put 8 seconds of effort into things before I then left the premises. The boss's bed or the boss's shower or the pizza box, whatever it is, I just spent an extra day. Not because I was a good guy.
Far from it.
Far from it. I just literally wanted... The next gig where I got the free booze and the free pussy on the boss's bed, and there was no discussion of it. You see what I'm saying?
Avoid all of this.
So close.
So close. All right. Great that you bring strangers into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
And again, not something we need to know. But
I disagree.
The problem with the bra,
it's good producing.
It's difficult because then I have to like walk around the house. Is anyone's bra?
No.
And then I get no. And then Lynette's like, throw it away. And I'm like, why? I think
it's
I should
a perfectly good bra.
Return it. And then I put it by the front door, and then I forgot it. So now it's sitting by the front door.
And you know what? It's bad that it was in your bedroom, but it would have been so much worse if it would have been in anyone else's bedroom. Hey, Sonny, Natalia,
yeah,
we got to talk.
True, yeah.
Not
awful.
For me, Phil's but bad. All right. Sure, he changes sheets. All right. It's all good. I went to bed that night, and I was like, oh, someone's banging in my bed earlier this week. But all right, I'm tired. I'm going to bed anyway.
Yeah.
But again, wouldn't need to know. There's a super avoidable way of knowing
I'm
it.
I'm getting the consequences right now.
New resolution.
Understand,
later.
This is not like...
I'm not sure it's getting any worse than this.
It's not like I dropped an earring and then started crawling around on the floor and then discovered something under the bed. I have a big... built-in bureau with drawers in it that's filled with gym socks and sweatpants, and on top of it were two towels tangled up in a bra just sitting on top of this bureau.
Tells a story.
It's unmissable when you walk in. You guys all have bedrooms?
Yeah.
Indeed.
You have chests of drawers where you keep your clothes? Imagine if you just walked in and there's a pile of foreign stuff on top of it.
Hard to miss.
Yeah. Hard to miss.
Calls attention.
The question is, with everybody... how does the sweeping process go that you miss that as well?
Honestly, I have no idea. I was trying to do a sweep of the whole house and make sure, but for some reason that I
start in the place I had the most activity.
Yeah, you went bra blind.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
My bad.
Yeah. It's a new world order, everybody. All right. How many?
Kaylin, congratulations.
How many?
You should leave while you
Thank
can.
You. Am I dismissed yet? Can I get out of here?
Yes.
Keep walking. Don't stop.
Jesus Christ. See how Lynette feels about it.
Did you discuss this?
Well, because I am an assessor of all things, I discovered it that night, but was late at night, and I was like, well, obviously this has something to do with Kaylin.
Because that would cause divorces in other relationships, finding a random bra
on
the bureau.
Well, there was a logical explanation.
Well, my first impulse was, hey, wait a minute. And then I was like, no, Kaylin's a C cup. So I was like, I saw the B on there. Didn't add up.
If it doesn't fit.
So I said, no. And then I sort of went, And then I thought, Lynette's got enough on her mind. Let her go to bed. Mm-hmm. So I let everyone go to bed with no bra discussion that night. I'm not an agitator. But the next morning, I did want to return the bra to its rightful owner, and I have no real – I'm not a bra expert. I just wanted to give it a quick, is this anybody in this house's bra? And as it turns out, no. So then I did the Kaylin math. I did the Kaylin math the night before. Yeah. I just wanted to
double check.
Yeah. I just
check
wanted
your math.
To check my math before I walked out with the bra. Sorry. And then comically, it's by the front door, which is comical because I put it by the front door. I defeat myself every once in a while, which is I got up so early, ran back and forth, was running to the new house back and forth, had to do a reasonable doubt, blah, blah, blah. I put everything by the front door, but now that we're trying to move, like everything's by the front door. And I just grabbed my backpack and ran out of the front door. So we'll get that back to your lady friend.
Thank you.
Post haste.
Make her come in here and get it.
Yeah.
I'm also curious.
I'd like to ask her
some questions. I'm curious about this multiple bra theory. It's kind of the grassy knoll versus the book depository, you know? Showed up with two bras. I'm trying to think.
Well, if you're spending the night, you know, you might bring back a pair of or a second pair of underwear.
Adam, that means they moved in while you were gone. It wasn't like a one-night sleepover.
I get it. Because I'm trying to think about, you know, sleeping over. I feel like underpants a little different than bra. I feel like wear your bra, take it off, and then take a shower, whatever, and then put your bra back on. But
not
you're saying
staying for like
that's
a
multi-bra
yeah,
thing.
Like five bras.
Very interesting. Oh, God knows what Phil was exposed to. God knows the horrors.
He was part of it.
Was he shaking and despondent?
How many bras did he eat?
I'm pretty happy to see us and relieved. All right.
It wouldn't stop.
Poor Caleb.
The State of the Union. I'll tell you what. I'm going to cover that a little more. I'm going to cover that tomorrow's show. I mean, there's so much more to talk about on this show. First, I want to tell you about True Car. 60 seconds. That's about how long this commercial is going to last. You know what else you can do in 1 minute? You can get an offer on your car. Just go to True Car from your smartphone or computer. Enter your license plate number and watch the car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate True Cash offer from your local True Car certified dealer. Then bring your car in. They'll check out. You can check it out together. Ask a few questions. Get a few answers, no surprises. Then you leave with your check or you trade in your car for a new ride or a used ride. It's always True Car. So you either leave with the cash or you trade it in for a new or used car. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade your car, you check out True Car today. It's a better way to sell or trade in your car. New or used. All right. And to be fair to Kaylin, I don't think I've ever broached the subject of just sort of don't let me know you were there, whether it was beer cans in the studio or bras on the bureau.
First time hearing of it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta get, there's a grace period, a window of something.
Negligence
maybe.
All right, let's take a quickie break, and we'll come back with the first news of the year with Gina Graff.
Mm-hmm. Give me the news with Graff. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, I'm sorry to start off with some sad news, but Bob Einstein, that name might sound familiar to some, whose 50-year career as a comedy writer and performer ranged from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour to Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, has died. He was 76. Now, again, if that name sounds familiar and you're just not sure why, he was, of course, Super Dave Osborne, and also Marty Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm. His brother, writer, director, and actor Albert Brooks remembered him on Twitter, said he was a great brother, a brilliantly funny man. And in addition to his recurring role on Curb, which lasted from 2004 to its most recent seasons, Einstein appeared in numerous TV shows and movies, including his brother's film Modern Romance, Ocean's 13, and just a real funny guy and a great icon and friend of the show, I believe.
Yeah, it was very difficult because I was talking to cousin Sal, who was just talking to him before he left, on a couple of days before we left for our vacation. And then we'd heard that a friend of ours, Ernie Barbieri's, Tony Barbieri's father, you know him from Windy City Heat, and he's a good guy and everything. So we'd heard that Ernie Barbieri had passed, I think, that night. And everyone's, we liked Ernie a lot. We liked Tony a lot. So it was sad to all of us. And then woke up the following morning and Sal had found out two guys he'd spoken to in just the last week, which was Super Dave and Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, he knows. Wow.
Well, Cousin Sal's a crazy wrestling guy.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Yes. I got a video and, for you. You're going to love.
And Mean Gene and Super Dave, it all passed at the same time.
Same age.
And then, to make things a little weirder, I was talking to Daniel the night before at dinner, and we're talking about how surreal those, we're talking about what a piece of shit Sonny Bono was over dinner, and sort of I have him in, like, douchebag Hall of Fame, and look no further than Sonny Bono of the 60s wearing, like, the scarf and the big glasses and the fair – and he's got the long hair and he's got the fur vest. Mm-hmm. And he's all, hey, I'm Beatnik. I'm Beatnik Sonny Bono. And then Republican Palm Springs Sonny Bono. And then you realize, which guy is he? And he's like, oh, he's whatever guy gets him paid. That's how Sonny Bono works. With zero talent, fucking leech. Anyway, glad he's gone. But we're talking about a piece of shit he was. And then we're talking about that somebody pitched him a sort of send-up on an old show, and they're just showing him showing him the Captain Tennille special. They would do a variety show. They would give Donny Osmond, Donny Marine, Captain mm-hmm. Tennille, and a Pink Lady and Jeff. All these crazy 70s. And we're just talking about the Captain Tennille. And then a Captain Tennille song came on the radio when I was driving everyone out to the North Shore, wherever it was. I went, hey, it's the Captain. And I turned it up. Yeah. And then when we got up, he had died at 76 as well. So Mean Gene and Super Dave and Captain
Neil. Dale Dragon, I believe.
All died at 76 years of age.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people obviously are familiar with Super Dave's work and how funny he was, but I did find this clip. I think this was his first time on the Dick Van Dyke and Company show. Do you even remember that?
No, but it's I would
like
not.
1976, I believe.
If you said, from the 70s, you remember Squeaky Fromm and Company? And I'd be like, huh? Wasn't she one of the Manson?
She
did have a show that came on after Shields and Yarnell for a while. I think it was between the Hudson Brothers. Like, they just give anyone a show and just put Ann Company behind
it. Right. Well, I pulled two clips. One sets up his dangerous feat he's about to do, and then the payoff, and it's pretty funny. Here's the first clip.
Super David, just a moment, if you will, please. This wild jump of yours or this amazing ride, frankly, what does it entail?
Well, Tom, it's the ultimate test of the human body, I believe. I'll be traveling up and down a track, especially designed in a smallish metal car or container, at approximately 150 miles an hour. Halfway through the ride, I will attempt to go through a complete 360-degree turn at 5 G's force.
Now, this may sound like kind of a silly question, but what are your chances?
Well, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think my chances were very good, Tom. They've told me if everything goes as well as it should go, it'll be fine.
Dave, how would you compare this with Evel Knievel's jump over the Snake River Canyon?
Well, Tom, I'm not going to stand here and put down Evel Knievel. What Evel Knievel did enabled me to have NBC cover this and for me to get the money I'm getting. But the last jump Evel made, he said it was a life or death jump. He had a parachute, he was jumping over water, and his capsule failed, and he lived. I've been told that if my capsule fails, I may not be quite as lucky.
All right, so cut to, they're going to put him in the cart, in this very special cart made for him specifically for this feat. And here's the payoff that we might have to narrate for the audience.
They're waiting for you. Thank you for the few moments, Super Dave, and good luck to you. I hope it's a great ride. Thank you, Super Dave Osborne.
It's so funny. Always buy into it.
A round of applause for Super Dave Osborne as he's getting ready to get into his car. As you can see, 2-inch steel-enforced leather strapping is being used to secure Dave in the car. If the car should leave the track, I'm afraid Super Dave Osborne will leave with it. He has special magnetic shoes that'll cling to the bottom of the car for extra protection. Other bits of his protective gear, why the gloves he's wearing are burn-proof aluminum covered in wind-resistant asbestos. His helmet is made out of galvanized iron with a shock-resistant plastic alloy.
Putting his helmet on.
This is all just the most insane dog
Final
ever.
Preparations.
Sure it's tight.
Pit crew's strapping him in still.
Yeah.
There's some nuns there.
One final pull on those straps.
Looks like he's
keeping Super Dave in.
Are we done there? All right. Sorry, that might have been my bad. We pull back. He's on a roller coaster ride. He's in the front seat of a roller coaster.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it looks the like payoff. He's at Magic Mountain.
Yeah, it was Magic Mountain, actually. So those are the kind of funny stunts he did, and he will be missed.
All right, you guys done screwing this
sorry,
up?
Sorry, maybe it was me. I'm sorry road. If I gave you a bad time code. But yeah, they pull back, and all the little kids and the nuns are getting on the ride.
Check time codes as part of the new New Year's resolution. All right, so he's in there. He's
they
checked
pull back.
In. There were the kids ones. And the nuns and... Everyone else gets into the little Asian kid next to him.
There's a camera placed directly on the car so that we can follow this ride.
Can I have your ticket, please?
And they show him on the ride being terrified.
We're
going to
follow
kids
Dave
laughing.
With picture and sound as he's able to communicate with us. How does it feel up there so far, Dave?
Everything seems A-OK. I'll know more when I get to the top.
He shall be missed. He shall be missed. Now, we also had one of him on this show, but now we're playing two. Max Pat, a producer.
This one's pretty good. This is from 2009. You guys, he came in to the studio when you did the one-on-one show.
I was saying, maybe don't have the super long visual one from Gina and then have our
Well, I didn't know what order we were doing this.
All right. Yeah.
Well,
sorry
I thought we were doing a little tribute. So that's why
we are doing a little tribute.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now we'll play our one. But what I'm saying is let's just play the one from our show.
Here we go.
Seriously.
Well, should we do a third or?
Yeah, I think
I have a clip.
All right.
Super Dave.
Remembrance.
All right. Well, we'll save ours. All right. Now play ours then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was waiting. I think we're waiting for you to throw to this one. That's why. Because that's why I put it on your screen.
I see it. But I'm aware that we have a clip, a tribute to play for Super Dave from our show. I don't know that Gina's brought in a 3-minute visual clip for Super Dave.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see.
So then now we're just doing a lot of Super Dave clips.
Okay.
I would just assume we just play our one. Or we have a discussion.
Or salad.
Okay.
Or super salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Super Dave.
Because now I don't want to... We just did one.
Okay, then we're good.
We're good. Except for we didn't play ours. Okay. Here we go. What's next?
Dare I talk about Mean Gene Okerlund? I think we probably did
Mean
that.
Mean Gene.
Yeah. You got a clip? We got a clip. Is he on our show?
I have a clip of him talking to Macho Man Randy Savage that I pulled specifically for Brian, but you know what it sounds like, Brian. You were a fan of the WWE.
Let's hear some Mean Gene.
All right. Now, Mean Gene was, of course, the staple, the interviewer, the face of all World Wrestling Federation interviews, always the straight man, a little guy compared to these guys. And here's an iconic clip of him talking to Macho Man Randy Savage.
Don't look to the sides, look straight up, because I'm right on top of you, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth, my dear, how are you?
I'm fine. You look gorgeous as usual. Thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. How are things going for you?
Oh, great. Everything's super.
Yeah, when you get into New York City, you have an opportunity to do a little shopping.
Oh, yes, browsing. I really enjoy that.
Excuse me, just let me interrupt this for a second. I'm just standing here, I'm holding a gold belt, the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt. I'm only the champion. You guys got a conversation going. We're talking back and forth. It's like the most important man in the world standing here, and you got a conversation going with each other. Put that thing down. Don't degrade the champion at any time. A man in my position could never afford to look ridiculous. Do you understand that? Tell Tito Santana that. Hulk Hogan that. And Elizabeth, I think I need to tell you something right now. You don't understand
who you're with right now.
Do you know who you're with?
Thank you very much.
You're with me. Macho Man Randy Savage. Goodbye.
Thank you.
It's funny. What I learned there is they all had trouble finding the lens. Like Mean Gene was holding a push broom in front of his head like the entire time. Then Macho Man got in front of Elizabeth and obscured her, and then he turned his back to the camera. It's a funny, weird, quiet thing, the finding the lens.
Without knowing it, because I watched all this as a youth, I remember that clip. I learned as a boy what a comedic straight man was from watching Mean Gene. Because everyone was crazy, the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan and stuff, and he just kind of stood there and was like, well, tell me about your upcoming match there, Warrior.
They're like, gentlemen, please.
We'll play you... We'll dip back to Super Dave and play you the joke he told on this pod from 09, which is our little tribute that Chris pulled. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for...
Let me leave you with a good joke.
Leave me with a good joke.
Okay. I couldn't do the one I did on Curb. It's a little rough.
Yeah, you could. You could.
No, should I?
Yeah.
No, I don't. All right. This is what I did on Curb. A woman's very afraid of the size of her opening.
Size of her opening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to her mother and says, what am I going to do? I'm so big down there. When I marry Harry, he's going to divorce me. She says, don't worry, sweetheart. It runs in the family. Do what I did when I married your father. Go to the market. Get some raw liver. Put it in there. He'll never know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So she does. They get married. They have 8 hours of sex. She wakes up in the morning. He's gone, but there's a note on her pillow. Says, my darling Harriet, to think that I waited a year to consummate our love relationship, as my heart beats so loudly, I'm surprised it didn't wake you up. The only reason I didn't wake you up, my darling, is the sun was shining through the window on your face, and you were like a pot of gold at the end of my love rainbow. The only reason I'm not here now, sweetheart, is I'm at work to make enough money to buy you a house, a picket fence, we'll have dogs and children. When the 5 o'clock dinner bell rings, I will be home like the winged gossamer of love in your arm, your loving husband, Harry. P.S. Your cunt is in the sink. Goodbye.
Super Dave Osborne, everyone.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla.
There you Wordsmith. Go. Fitting tribute to the man. All right, Gina, let me tell you quickly. Why don't you tease your next story? What is your next story?
Well, China has bested us again, and this time intergalactically.
Mm. Want to know about that? First, I'll tell you about Craftsman. Yes, Lowe's new home for Craftsman, including their V20 cordless power tools. Get yourself some. Hey, all you guys may have some sort of New Year's resolution to take care of business around the house. Get some good cordless tools. They have the 2-pack, the 4-pack, 6-pack, 8-pack tool combination kits, and they're all available with the 2-amp high capacity lithium battery. Works with all the tools in their V20 lineup. Craftsman makes great hand tools as well, as you should know. I use so many of them over at the shop. They got the runtime you need, they got the power you deserve, and they have the cordless drills, the brushless and cordless drills, and the impact drivers. Again, a life changer. And the hammer drill, if you're doing a little masonry work. Proudly made in the United States with Global Materials in Charlotte, North Carolina. For the latest Craftsman product and updates, go to Lowe's.com/Adam. All right, Gina, what do we got?
Well, China's space program has become the first in the world to successfully land a spacecraft on the far side of the moon, otherwise known as the dark side of the moon. Mm. Up until now, spacecraft have only landed on the near side, which faces Earth. China's National Space Administration says its Chang 4 craft touched down and opened up a new chapter in human lunar exploration. The craft transmitted photos, which we're looking at one of them now, of a small crater surrounded by a barren surface. China previously landed a spacecraft on the near side in 2013, becoming the first to do that after the Soviet did that in 1976. The U.S. is still the only nation, though, to send a person to the moon. But China says, oh, they're working on that, too. Mm. So now we know what's on the cold side of the moon.
I like to have, like, a snarky dinner party conversation with China. Like, oh, you guys landed on the moon.
Yeah, we're really
proud of it. Let me go find all the guys who landed on the moon for the United States. Oh, they're all dead of natural causes, and some made it into their 90s?
I see what you're doing. They went when they were in their 30s? Yes, you landed men on the
Does
moon.
Does somebody have a dial-up phone I could use to spread this news? Let me put my raccoon coat on and hop into my Stutz Bearcat so I can alert some of these.
Let's see, what do we use?
Town Crier. Maybe I'll put this on a scroll.
Smoke signal
so I can get the information out. Hold on, it's getting dark. Let me light a candle. Does anyone have any more whale oil?
It's been dark for
because
a while.
The lantern is getting dim.
The lights are on.
Okay, so what else is new? What else did you guys invent?
We get it.
Let me tell you what's in your future. There's things called bell-bottom jeans that are going to be coming out.
Those sound amazing.
Oh, man. There's a movie called Billy Jack that's coming out. It's going to be coming out. You can join that. The Trial of Billy Jack, and Billy Jack goes to watch. I don't want to spoil it. Spoiler alert. Sure. Spoiler alert.
You're going to enjoy some disco?
Let's see. Things called something called disco. Mm-hmm. Oh,
Atari.
Man. What else do you guys have in your very, very rich future? Oh, there's going to be a new sport you guys are going to love. It's called mixed martial arts.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that.
You guys love taekwondo and karate. We're going to mix them all up. So look forward to that. So many exciting things. I think after a long dry spell, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series again. I know you guys like baseball. Lots of stuff to look forward
to.
Many breakthroughs and just...
I was at a playoff game.
And braces. They're going to have invisible braces. Invisalign, they call it. It's like braces, but you don't even know it. All right, sorry.
It's hard. No.
Good.
So go China.
Go China.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But good for you guys.
So there was a movie that took society by storm over the break, and I watched it. I actually thought it was quite good. Brian, don't know if you watched Bird Box
yet on
Netflix. And people, not only was it a huge success, in fact, the post-apocalyptic thriller, which was on Netflix, had more than 45 million accounts watching in just 1 week, which made it the fastest Netflix original film to reach this milestone. And it has, of course, prompted people doing incredibly stupid things. Netflix has even reached out on Twitter in all caps saying, "We can't believe we have to say this, but please do not hurt yourself with this new Bird Box challenge."
What is?
Don't give any spoilers. I won't.
So basically, the premise is, so Sandra Bullock is the hero, and it's a psychological thriller. And basically, if you have to keep your eyes closed and you have to stay blindfolded, because if you open them and you see something, then something bad might happen to you. And I will leave it at that.
So you got
to
have a Waldorf salad and or minestrone soup in the same day, or
correct.
Is this a different challenge?
No, this is the same challenge, but you can't look at it.
Yeah, it's one or
I didn't see it.
No, it's the same. That's in there, too. You just have to have your blindfold on. Yeah, sure. So she has to get from, you know, A to B in a very treacherous way with a blindfold to, you know, to escape this craziness.
What is the overarching theme and or attraction?
Well, I'll tell you the movie that it's really reminding people of, or two movies, I would say. It's World War Z meets A Quiet Place, which are both great movies. Mm-hmm. But this is a version with, you know, a great actress in you know, 50-plus-year-old, you know, gets to be the heroine of the story. And it's very well told, and it's a fun thriller. I don't necessarily know what the theme is. I will tell you, I'm sorry to upset you this early in 2019. I did read an article about how this must be a take on how white people are blind to racism. But I don't think that's what they were going for.
All right. What I see, I'm trying to sort of drill down on how everything works. And I realize... I think women are sort of controlling the remote.
Maybe.
At least at my house. Like, whatever's going on with the newest shows and the mm-hmm. hot shows and whatever shows, I'm not into it. You take sports, for instance. If you take your average dude who's into sports, you've taken half of his brain's hard drive during, like, football mm-hmm. season and bowl season and everything else, and it's just pretty much on sports. So you've already knocked half our viewing time into just watching the holiday ball, watching the playoffs, the college playoffs. Right. I know Texas is a Hokum Horns. They're an underdog to Alabama, but was that?
No, it was someone else.
Oh, Georgia, yeah. Underdog. I had the red, the Bulldogs, but they're winning. You know, so it's like a lot of guys. If you're into sports, you've kind of taken half of your viewing menu, at least during this time of football season, taken almost half your space, and you've eliminated it. If you take women who may not be into watching sports, you have a full evening of watching. Sports is like super repetitive, and it's like guys like, I'll watch football all Sunday and then go home at night and watch the recap of all the football, and now I'm almost done with my TV watching.
Oh, right. I fall behind on all my podcasts during football season because I'm watching football. I'm listening to football podcasts, and the rest of the year catching up.
Right. So I think it's women driving it.
That's possible.
I also think the combination of Trump and us out of real problems has caused everyone to go into these weird dark places. This thing I was discussing, I think if people were on their low-carb diet, eating a lot of soups and salads and taking mm-hmm. lots of walks every day, I don't think there'd be as much watching this, oh my God, this is our future.
Right, The Handmaid's Tale.
Right, right. We're very much vulnerable to all the doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. So, and then also there's the execution. It's got to be good. Yeah. It's got to be good. But I'm assuming that so many things are good now. Like, there's a lot of good stuff, but a really, really good Western starring Kevin Costner is not going to work for this demo.
Right.
It needs
to
be. It's got to be sort of toward the ladies. Mm-hmm. It's got to be doom and gloom, or somebody's dystopian, or someone's been abducted, or a child has been abducted, and then we're all getting it. You could do a good Kevin Costner Western kind of thing, and that'll be good for 2 million people. It's not going to be good for 45 million people.
I think you're right. Apparently, this was also a really big deal book that I wasn't aware of. But it's really good, and I suggest if you're into fun sort of thrillers, you might like this. But the stupid Bird Box challenge, of course, everything has to come around to how dumb we are. Here's just one of many examples of this challenge that involves some particularly bad parenting. This dad accidentally runs his baby into a wall. But basically, all the Bird Box challenges are things you would do every day, but you're doing it with a blindfold on. Here's one example. He's pretending like he's in the movie.
Come on.
All Bird Box.
Come on, kid. Oh,
kid. Ran right into the wall.
Right in the wall.
So there's all these dumb challenges.
Is it called Bird Box?
Bird Box.
Why is it called Bird
Box?
Oh,
you'll have to watch the movie to find out.
Well, I'm never going to watch the movie. That's what it's telling me. But
there is a reason.
I always laugh because I always picture John Kimmel just closing his eyes at the hotel we're at in Vegas and going, how far can I chug down this hole with my eyes closed? Just put his head right into
the exactly
vanguard.
What I thought of.
He was on the vanguard of it.
Yep.
All right. Was it good?
It was great. It's a really excellent. If you like that kind of.
Dawson hated it.
Oh, of course.
The Bird Box challenge is getting through that movie.
Oh, wow.
But do you like World War Z? Did you like A Quiet Place? Did you like these? There's this new entity and we got to figure out what it is and how to get past it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was.
If you like that genre, this is a very well done movie.
I conversely watched I Feel Pretty. What's her name's?
Amy Schumer.
Did you see Amy Schumer's movie on the plane?
It's like the movie Life. I liked it the first time when it was called Alien.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm intrigued.
Want to know what I was listening to while you guys were talking? Took a school bus trip all around. Rocky Maxipata. He got a big appetite, likes to clean his plate. Just listen to music while you guys talk about Bird Box.
I also saw that movie on a plane, by the way.
I know if you guys are wired like I'm wired, but when I'm on a flight, I don't look at it as, I got 5.5 hours to enjoy myself watching movies. I look at it as, I have 5.5 hours to watch movies I would never, ever watch on the ground.
Yes.
And I want to see if this movie's a train wreck, like train wreck wasn't a train wreck. I Feel Pretty. And so I just watched the whole Amy Schumer thing.
And?
Well, I would say this about, and I've always said about anything, you can be unfunny, you can be thought-provoking or provocative or anything, but you can't be confusing. Like, the story is, she has all these issues about her body, she doesn't feel pretty, she doesn't feel whatever, and then she's like in a soul cycle class and like hits her head, and then when she pops her head up, it's like shallow how
right,
or something.
But for herself.
She sees herself.
She feels pretty. And then everyone else just treats her the same. And you're like, well, how long is she going to be able to pull this off? And it's like, well, it turns out for like 70 minutes or not. Yeah. And then later on, she hits her head again. And now she's like, I don't feel pretty.
Oh.
But it's a weird premise.
We're not past the hitting your head and waking up some other way because I saw a trailer for Are You Ready For It? Remember What Women Want? With Mel Gibson?
Yep.
Sure.
What Men Want.
With who?
Oh, what's her name? Taraji P. Henson, I think. Look it up, Chris. I'm almost positive it's her. Mm-hmm. But it's a women version of What Women Want.
Yeah, sir.
Fun. There you go.
Did you've had all this time on the plane, a combination of 10 hours there and back. Did you watch Dumplin'?
No.
Oh, God, it's so great.
I honestly did not see it as an offering
on the plane.
Yeah. I think it's a little too soon.
Have you checked any of the movies I assigned you?
I did, and I will talk to you about that as well.
Put that on for tomorrow.
A little ball tickle.
I saw All Is Lost for sure. There's a little, again, I'm not, I don't like people making excuses, but I'm in the process of moving, and thus all the things in the AV world of my house are up in the air. And All Is Lost, I found and just bought it. I also been out of town for 5.5 days.
Yeah, no one's
but I watched.
To watch them all.
I watched All Is Lost, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. Although I am a sucker for those kinds of movies, and I like
that's the Robert Redford one.
Yes, that's a Robert Redford one. And I saw some other movies, and I'll report on that
good.
A little.
Okay,
later.
Good.
All right, keep going.
All right. Well, this year's Coachella lineup has just been announced, and the headliners are Ariana Grande, Childish Gambino, and Tame Impala. Other acts.
I don't know who Tame Impala is.
Yeah, they've been around.
Is Ariana Grande great, or is she just another one of these people that are being forced on me?
She's a legitimately talented singer. Know.
I think she's great.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
I like when she does impressions on
She was really funny on SNL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does she write her songs?
I don't know.
All right. And who was the third? The Impala?
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala. Is that, we know them?
Those guys.
Hmm. That must have a big hit, right?
Yeah, I think, I don't really know any of their songs, but I think they had like a single on K-Rock probably 6 years ago. I haven't really heard much of them since, but.
They're going for it at Coachella.
Not a lot of big rock bands, I guess.
other acts to perform. And now remember, this is over two weekends these days. This is in the desert, California. Weezer, Beyonce's sister Solange, Billie Eilish, Kid Cudi, Diplo, Kacey Musgraves, Janelle Monáe, and Aphex Twin. And passes go on sale Friday morning.
Man, am I getting old. All right, let me tell you about Geico real quick. At Geico, everyone's got the to-do list. How about save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in the new year? Hit it. Geico, geico.com, 15 minutes. Could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money and put it in your pocket at Geico. That is geico.com. All right, one more, Gina Grant.
All right, I'm going to let you pick the genre. Mm. You want rehab, pregnancy, or murder?
Ooh, oh. I like pregnancy.
All right, then that is what you shall get. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's fourth kid coming soon via a surrogate. TMZ reports that the surrogate they previously used to carry their child, Chicago, was not available because she was pregnant with her own baby. She gave birth on Christmas Eve, so the couple moved on to Plan B, found somebody else. The new baby is a boy, reportedly due to arrive in May. So far, they have North, Saint, and Chicago, and then they're going to have another little fourth one to add to the brood.
With the surrogacy.
Yeah, this one's the second surrogate, I think.
This is a crazy thing.
Like, I think she just said no mas.
I'd love to talk to like the founding fathers and go like, let me tell you how lazy we're going to be in the future. We'll have machines to wash our clothes. We'll have carts to take us. Motorized carts will carry us from one place to another.
The food will show up on our doorstep.
We'll have these hoverboards where we can wheel ourselves to them. But I think have somebody else carry our children. It's going to be the ultimate on that, that list of farming things out. Like,
it does sound pretty good, though.
Oh, listen, everything that's easy sounds good, but like spending all day in the kitchen making a Thanksgiving feast versus going to Gelson's and having it deliver, I don't think you enjoy the experience as much. There has to be. Well, in a world where we do nothing but talk about, first off, you got to breastfeed. There's a huge, by the way, I don't buy into any of this stuff, but we live in a world where like we go nuts over circumcision versus non-circumcised, uncircumcised. We breast milk versus a bottle. You know, but like, you've got to do this. You've got to do that. How about not carrying the kid? I mean, I don't know. I'm no scientist, but if I'm going to make an argument for breast milk versus formula, I'd probably make an argument where there's somebody else actually birthing your kid versus
fluid.
Versus you. Yeah.
But to be fair to Kim Kardashian, she's busy, you know, in and out of surgeries all day, you know, being a lawyer, being a high-powered. She probably has time.
What about, we said in and out of surgeries. I was like, yeah, she's getting her butt in hands.
That's true.
Where do you guys come across, like whenever I hear someone was adopted, then I hear someone's disappointed, and then I hear someone's pissed off at their adopted parents because they didn't tell them. I was like, oh, fucking shut up. Somebody gave you up. Yeah. Somebody said, I don't want you, or I can't feed you, or I can't take care of you. And this couple came in and they raised
you. They chose you.
And they chose you and they took you and they didn't say anything to you because they probably didn't want you walking around the fourth grade with that stigma.
Feeling,
and I know you resent them, but shouldn't you resent their biological? And now your quest is to be reunited with biological mom who's in the Valencia area, fucking lives in a double wide. Like, never works, but.
I mean, it's displaced anger.
I agree.
It's like you're angry at the world, and you don't know, so focus it on the people that are close to you.
There are people that are that way. Then what about the people at the surrogate mom? Like, are they to feel as close? And then you find out, oh, those are biological kids, and I'm the adopted kid, and like, how's it feel at Thanksgiving now? Like, well, is there a little mom didn't care about the stretch marks when it was me? But for you,
I was worth it. I left my mark.
That's deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, one of the big reasons, probably the biggest reasons I've never, ever, ever, ever wanted to be pregnant, and I honestly don't know if I can do it, is because when I went to this, you know, CAT scan and had to get this thing put in my arm, I was so upset the entire time. I just have this genetic, maybe it's genetic, this aversion to needles, and I pass out and I hate blood and I don't want to be poked and prodded and I don't want to deal with this little alien inside of me. And I don't like the idea of the feeling of that. I love the idea of raising kids and I feel like I'm very maternal. I love kids and I love babies and I love all of it. But I don't know if I could physically go through that.
I think Father Time will take care of that for you.
How dare you?
And you could. You could just because you would.
Yeah.
Just look at it as the car jumped off the bridge and he landed landed in the mire.
You don't want to swim in the bog.
You just got to dig your way out.
A 9-month swim?
Yeah. I don't choose
to
swim.
It would kick in. Whatever needed to kick in would kick in.
We'll see. We'll see what 2019 brings. Who knows?
All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Mm-hmm. Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, SimplySafe.com. Go to SimplySafe.com. Before January 8th, coming up, save on their extended holiday sale. They're extending it just for you at SimplySafe.com/Adam. Irvine, Connecticut, Boston, live shows all over the place. Go to AdamCarolla.com and say hi to Lynette over at Carolla Drinks over there. We got the Tenney Booze and Book Club. Dawson's going to be presiding over Tenney. That's Garrigus' restaurant downtown. Tell you all about that. Dawson Reading, Mangria being served. That's Tuesday, January 8th. So go out to a really cool event in a really cool setting. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the bookings and cruise ships and merch and everything you need. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Gina Grad and Bald Brian. Say mahalo. I'm crazy, but I'm not insane.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the base on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Subscribe to Take a Knee. You'll get a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com. For tickets and info on everything, including the Tenney Booze and Book Club this Tuesday night with Doug Laux and a live reading of Left of Boom, go to AdamCarolla.com.